The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Hello and welcome to Spirituality 101. It's Friday. It's the time that we begin to wind down from the weekly chores and begin to turn our attention to those things that we really enjoy doing. And I am so happy and joyful to be able to spend yet another precious, precious hour with you guys. Welcome. Spring has sprung, finally. And I'm certainly into that springy mode where I'm ready to get out all the spring colors and looking forward to the blossoms coming forth and nature reminding us that it's a brand new season. And it's a brand new season of joy. There's a brand new season that reminds us of the power and the energy of the light as that is flooding onto the planet. And I want you to pay particular attention this spring as our gardens come alive and as the trees begin to come into blossom, because I think what you will discover is that given the levels of light coming onto the planet, there will be a sense of brilliance and a sensing of light as we come into the spring and take this lightness in more than one ways into the rest of the year. As spring flows into summer and summer flows into autumn, I think we will see the vibrant expression of the light and the energy that is flooding the planet today. So how are you? What are you planning to do during spring time? I'm hoping that whatever you're planning to do will include spending more time in the outdoors, spending more time perhaps walking in the rhythm, the beautiful rhythm and the energy that is coming onto the planet, and perhaps spending time just thinking about allowing yourself to imagine and to visualize the new life that is ahead of us all. So welcome today to Spirituality 101 in this beautiful spring season. Just a reminder to you, my listeners, that here at Spirituality 101, we welcome everyone, whatever the path that you may have chosen to tread, for we acknowledge that all paths ultimately lead home. And that once we are true to our intention, then light comes forth. Welcome to my regulars. I hope you have paper and pencil. Today is a teaching session. And to those of you who may be new to the show, want to send out a very, very, very special welcome on behalf of the thousands now of regular listeners that is following the show. We want to welcome you and to encourage you to relax today. It's a teaching session, and perhaps we hope that we will bring a new perspective, another perspective to your thinking, that we may be able to add something, even if very small, to your path of practice. And we hope that you will stop and send us an email if you find that what we have to say here on the show excites you or motivates you in a different direction. Do drop me a line. it's my mailbox. My mailbox that keeps me going, because my mailbox tells me that there are thousands and thousands of you out there who are masterfully treading the path and earning and gaining much light. So we encourage you to drop us an email or give us a call. You can reach me at myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Today's topic is a very interesting one, and it has been sparked by a couple of questions I've had in the mailbag about everyday enlightenment. And so our topic today is everyday enlightenment, which I think is very fitting at the beginning of this spring cleaning time. And our e-card, the e-card we sent out, sounded something like this. Ever wish you had written guidelines to enlightenment? I can remember the times when I surely wished I had. Today's show is for you, particularly if you have had such a question like, are there any written guidelines to enlightenment, and how do I get in touch with them, and how do I know that I'm becoming enlightened? Some of those questions, then today's show is specially designed for you. Just a reminder to let you know that there are a million and one ways to seed enlightenment in our everyday light and everyday life, particularly in these times in which we live. So, if you were hoping that there were guidelines available to you and you can't get your hands on some, today we want to encourage you to write your own guidelines. Why not? Take a deep breath and take a look at the storyline, just a cursory look at the storyline of your life. And then I want you to tell yourself very forcefully, I'm about to change it. The storyline of my life is about to be changed. You know, as an author, it is very kind of interesting that we start off writing books, and we often think they will lead into a particular direction. I'm working on my second book, and in the middle of writing this book, I've stopped to ask myself the question, am I writing the right book? Because it would seem as that with the progression of time and with these swiftly moving evolutionary changes that we're living in, the topic seems to change very, very quickly from one place to the other. So if you take a look at the storyline of your life, what is the storyline of your life up until now? What does that storyline say? What does it highlight? Does it highlight joy? Does it highlight passion? Does it highlight emotions? Does it highlight success? Does it seem to lean towards limitation? Have you had loss in your life? Have you had trauma in your life? All these things make up the timeline of the storyline that is our life. But the good news in 2013 is that when Mother Earth shifted in 2012, December 2012, we came to the end of a 26,000-year cycle for Earth, and we embraced a new dawn for Earth and a new beginning for mankind. And that new beginning has got phenomenal levels of energy pouring onto the planet. And if you don't believe me, I'd like to challenge you to take a little bit more time and turn your eyes heavenwards as you move about your business in the world. You know, you're getting out the car, the parking lot, turn your eyes above and take a look at the skies. Or you are about to enter your car or your residence, turn for a minute, take a look at the skies. Because if you turn your attention occasionally to the heavenwards, to the skies, you will begin to see, like I do, the phenomenal places where you can actually see and feel and experience the energy pouring onto the planet, the light that is pouring onto the planet. If you pay attention to birds, right now a lot of my attention is focused on birds. If you pay attention to birds and their behavior right now, you will begin to recognize that there is something phenomenal that is happening, and the birds seem to be very, very aware of it. I mean, the rhythm with which they move about the air seem to have changed. So I'd encourage you to spend a little bit more time turning your eyes heavenward and paying attention so that you can remind yourself that they are amazing levels of energy, amazing levels of light that is calling to us, that is pulling us towards alignment, perfect alignment with the beautiful, amazing energies that are coming onto the planet. And I know some of you will probably say to me, well, that's all well and good, but have you noticed the upheaval and the challenges on the planet? Well, yes, I have. And like everyone else, like a lot of other people, I am constantly in prayer asking for mercy. But I've also got to acknowledge that when there is a tremendous amount of possibilities opening up to us, when there is a tremendous amount of energy coming in our direction, then there will also be challenges. But the good news is that we have everything we need to be able to break through the barriers of fear and engage as the challenges that are about before us. And just a simple practical way, I like to keep things very practical. Think of yourself when you first entered kindergarten. Every child that enters kindergarten is very, very fearful. And of course, some kids will cry for days and days and days until they get used to the fact that crying is not going to allow mama to stay with them. And then they turn their attention to the fact that, wait a minute, this is a classroom, it's got toys, it's got other kids, it's got a sandbox, there is cookies and milk, there is even nap time. And sometimes you can even bring your favorite toy, stuffed animal, to be there with you. And then the child discovers that despite the challenge of having to leave the home that they are so comfortable with, and mother and father and siblings that they know very well, here is an opportunity to be able to have fun. And if they can just go through the fear of leaving the familiar behind, they find that they can get adjusted to kindergarten. And after a while, learn to love it very well. Look forward to getting to school so that they can play with their new playmates, etc. And then what happens? They spend a year in kindergarten having a tremendous amount of fun, and then they get a vacation. They're sent home on vacation, and they have a wonderful summer, a wonderful vacation, and then they come back to school, and what happens? They discover that the sandbox is gone. Most of those toys are gone. Nap time is gone. There are new challenges that have to be met in first grade. And just when it seems that they have mastered the challenges in first grade and actually can identify the difference between numbers and letters, you know how exciting kindergartners get when they get to that place, and they can begin to string those letters together and form words and actually know what to do with numbers, they go on vacation again, have the time of their life, and come back and discover that there are more challenges to be met in second grade. We're experiencing the same thing in the transition that Mother Earth is doing, and the opening up of immense levels of energy and light to help us to break free and move forward from being followers on this planet to becoming masters of our own destiny. And while I find that very challenging, and there are lots of challenges that go with that, I find that also very exciting. Because like the kindergartner, who at the time does not know they have the potential to become a doctor or a lawyer or a scientist or an astronaut, they're moving towards that. And I find excitement in the fact that, yes, there are challenges, but we are breaking through those challenges to move to a new frontier. I see we've already at that place where we must take a break. So take a break with me. Don't go away. Get a glass of water, perhaps sip some water, and we will be right back. You're listening to Reverend Norma on Spirituality 101.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about everyday enlightenment. And what does that mean in the times in which we live? Why do we need to be enlightened, do you think? And I'm sure if I asked 20 people that question, I'd probably get 20 different kinds of answers, because, you know, each of us is a universe unto ourselves. Well, in my book, enlightenment is that process of leaving illusion and delusion behind and opening up self to truth. In my teachings on the planet, there's an exercise that I give to those whom I work with. And I ask them to acquire a new notebook and take maybe the first 6 pages in the notebook and draw a horizontal line, a line across, and a line down the middle of the page. And on the left-hand column, I want them to write this, are you, on the top, let's go on the top line, I want you to write the question, are you seeking truth, or are you attempting to uphold that which you already believe? Are you seeking truth? This is the subject of this notebook. Or are you just attempting to uphold that which you think you already know? Because enlightenment is about gradually leaving our illusions behind, leaving our negative self-talk behind, dropping those belief systems that will mean limitation and hold us in limitation, hold us in abeyance of the success and of the light and of the love and of the abundance that the universe requires of us. So as we grow, as we develop, using whatever methodology or whatever pathway or whatever tools we may have chosen to drop the scales from our eyes and remove from the burden of our shoulders the illusions that we have held on to and begin to move into more awareness of truth. And then I'm sure many of you will ask, well, what is truth? Some people say if there's 6 billion people on this planet, there's 6 billion pieces of truth. Well, that is kind of right, yes, and it's also not correct, no. Because there are 12 serious spiritual guidelines, I would like to say. Spiritual laws, but I'd like to use them as guidelines, first of all, that govern the universe. Does not change for anybody. If you don't believe me, get to the top of a large building and just step off the edge. And if you do that, you will discover that gravity doesn't change for anybody because the law of gravity says you will fall. Now, if perhaps you're a praying person on the way down and you prayed a lot, you may end up on your feet or you may end up in a position where you're not hurt at all. But the law of gravity is not going to change because we don't believe in it. None of the 12 laws of the universe will change just because we don't believe in it. So there are elements of truth in the world. Like attracts like. The law of attraction says what we put out, that is what we will attract back. We may live in an illusionary state that points to Mary over there or John over there or James over there, who is the cause, we believe, in an illusionary state of our discomfort and our failure in life or lack of success or whatever. But the truth of the matter is, if we stop and examine it, we may be violating a law that we're totally unaware of, and it's bringing back to us the result of cause and effect. You cause something to happen, there's an effect that comes back. So there are truths in the world, and as soon as we begin to turn our attention to kind of really beginning to be open so we can get inside of ourselves and discover that as we begin to grow, as we use our techniques of practice, we begin to throw off or discard the illusional aspects of our nature and the illusionary belief systems with which we walk, and so we become more enlightened. Enlightenment is another word for wisdom, and you know, I'd like to remind you that Solomon, King Solomon in the Bible, I think was already a wise man. He did not ask God for things. He asked God for one thing, wisdom. He became not only the wisest king that ever lived, but he also became the richest. Because once we are endowed with wisdom, once we are in touch with enlightenment, or everything else that is our heart's desire will come forth, because now we now have the information and the knowledge of the flow of the universe so that we can engage and manifest particularly our purpose in life. Now I know that is a mouthful. And if you have any questions on that one, please drop me a line in the mailbag. I'd be very interested to hear it. MySpirituality101@yahoo.com. I want to take a moment, just a moment, because I do not believe we should dwell in the past, and take a look, a cursory look back at the 3 years of sessions. I've actually been on air for 3 years. It's absolutely amazing. And when I go up on iTunes, all of my sessions are on iTunes free of charge. When I go back on iTunes, or if you engage my e-card, and you can, this place, you can click there and it will take you to every single session we have done in the last 3 years. When I look back, I am absolutely astounded at how much spirit has passed through me, because I'm only a conduit for the information that comes in. And the information that's coming in is as much enlightenment to me as it is to you. So if we take a cursory look, I'd like you to go all the way back at some point in time over the next week to the very first session I ever did on Spirituality 101, and it's up there on iTunes. It's also up there on my e-card. And the very first show was called Birthrights. And those of you who have been listening since the beginning will remember that show. But just in case you can't remember it, or you have not been listening that long, I would encourage you to go back to Birthrights. And just the beginning, it was a wonderful interview. It's a beautiful interview with a beautiful lady who wrote the very magical poem called Birthrights. And it just resonated so much with me in my own journey. And the beginning of the poem starts something like this. It is my birthright to be at peace, to love and be loved, to be happy, to wonder at the beauty of nature, to know the mysteries of life. That's just a part of the poem, and I want to stop there. Because all of this, this journey into enlightenment, this seeking to find ways in our everyday life to bring us into enlightenment, is truly, truly woven around those beginning lines in this poem called Birthright. Because if it is our birthright to be at peace, and we find that there is much that is disturbing our peace, then it means that we have got to stop. Go inside. Because remember, it's the outside world that generates the discomfort and the distress. So trying to find peace in the outside world is going to be a little bit difficult, to say the least. So now we have to find ways to get on the inside. Because if it's my birthright to be at peace, then obviously peace resides inside of me. And now I need to find ways to climb inside of myself so that I can be at one with that peace. And when I can connect with that peace on the inside, it gives me an opportunity to be able to connect with the universal rhythm of peace that is in the world, even though it may be slightly shaded from our eyes by the negative that is going on in the world. You know, the news media spends a lot of time, it's designed that way to bring the hysterical and to bring that which is unnatural. It's not designed to bring that which is harmonious. And so if we keep our attention all focused on the media, then of course we will be flooded, our mind will be flooded with all the negative and the disharmony that there is in the world. When we begin to turn our attention to peace, and I think I did at least 3 shows on that, then we begin to realize that there are a lot of peaceful people in the world. I'm finding them all over the place. When we turn our attention away from the disharmony and the discord, and we turn our attention inside, and we begin to make being peaceful and being loved and to be loved, and we begin to practice that, then we begin to come into what I call the rhythm, the natural rhythmic flow of the universe. So looking back, I'd like you to kind of like go back and just check in on Birthright, that poem Birthright, and that wonderful, wonderful interview where the author of Birthright shared how that poem impacted her life, and I also shared how the poem impacted my own journey. The next place I'd like you to take a cursory look at is at an interview I did with Andrew Higgins called The Rhythm of Relations, Being in Rhythm. That was a powerful interview because he talked about his childhood, getting into his childhood awareness of rhythm, and the fact that when you move from one part of the world to another, you begin to immediately become conscious that you have shifted from kind of one rhythmic consciousness into another. It's much the same as when we begin to take our attention away from the world and its disharmony and its discomfort. We begin to recognize that, hello, there are people in the world who are living with inner peace. There are places where one can get connected to that inner peace. We begin to recognize that nature is the greatest promoter of that inner peace. So I'd like to remind you to go back and perhaps look at that session, that class we did, that interview we did on rhythm. And then there's a session there called the Call to Order, where we talked a little bit about what it takes in order to get aligned into the order. And first there is a call, the universe is calling to us, and then we need to have a very determined response. So the Call to Order as a session is one of those places, again, where you may go to remind yourself that we need to respond to the call to order that the universe issues to each and every one of us. And I'm sorry, but here we are again at another break. My, how time flies. Don't go away. We'll be right back, and we'll take a look at the many, many ways in which you can begin to write that very interesting guidelines for yourself on how to get everyday enlightenment.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. We are in the midst of a time of vast opportunity on our planet right now. If we can master ourselves to have our minds be our allies, we can then lead the authentic lives we desire. But to get beyond the everyday mundane life chosen for us by our minds, we need tools. Sometimes we're not aware of the subconscious thoughts, beliefs, and conclusions our minds have made, and this is where we need the help. Tune in to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J. Kay, and receive those tools for clearing and healing and feel what else is possible. Listen Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about everyday enlightenment, this amazing search for inner truth and inner peace that will take us to the place of wisdom. So, we started off by asking the question, whether you ever wished that you had some written guidelines to enlightenment. And of course, my thing is, if you haven't found written guidelines so far, well, why not write your own? And you would probably ask, well, Reverend Norma, where do you begin? Let's begin with the moment. Are you attempting to live in the moment? Living in the Moment is another one of those sessions that is up there on Spirituality 101, where you are guided and giving information on how to do that. And I did a wonderful interview again. There's a wonderful interview up there with someone who was able to share with us an experience that she had of having had concussion and not being able to remember her past for a while and not being able to project forward, and forced her to live in the moment. And she shared with us how that took her to a whole other level. So are you even attempting to live in the moment? I know it's hard in our everyday lives. We have work, we have family, we have responsibilities. But in the middle of all that, we can choose. I am walking towards my doctor's appointment, but I can choose to be very aware of my surroundings. Are there trees? Are there flowers? Are there children? Are there other people? How am I feeling about the person walking towards me? I can live in that moment even though I'm on my way to the doctor's appointment. So are you attempting to live in the moment? And if you are, what are you seeing? What are you hearing as you focus on the moment? And what are you feeling about what it is that you are seeing and hearing? And do you journal? Because you should. Because if you begin to journal the answers to these questions, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you feeling? I encourage people to journal and not go back and read the journal straight away. Allow a period of time, whether it's a month or 3 months or even sometimes in my case a whole year, before I will go back and read the journal. And when you do, you have allowed a certain amount of growth to take place in between your writing or you're making comments on what you have written and coming back to read it. And then, therefore, you can begin to see the places where enlightenment is a beginning to appear in your consciousness. So, if you're not journaling so far, you need to consider it. And there are books out there that will teach you how to begin journaling, but it's really very simple. Get yourself a notebook, write a date on top of it, probably put confidential in the front, and begin to answer these questions that I've asked. Are you attempting to live in the moment? And what are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you feeling? And what are you sensing in the moment? So that's one place. If we are going to rewrite the story of our lives, then we have got to be very, very, very real and honest about where our life is right now. So examine the storyline of your life. And when I say that, not from a perspective of having to go over it over and over again, assign yourself 1 hour. And I would suggest before you go into this, you go into a beautiful, peaceful state of meditation. Light a candle. Pour some water. Pouring water and the sound of pouring water is extremely powerful in clearing consciousness. So get yourself 2 containers, one that contains water, and I would suggest that the one that is containing the water should perhaps be a glass, because it should be crystal. If you find a crystal glass, not something plastic, and a container, a bucket perhaps, in which you are going to pour this water, and just come out of your meditation and fill your glass with water, hold it at least about the level of your head, and begin to slowly pour it in another container. And the act of pouring is one thing, but the sound of the water, it kind of becomes that energy that ripples through what it is you are about to review in a very positive way. So do some meditation, pour some water, and take 1 hour, no more than 1 hour, to cursor your way very quickly through the storyline of your life. You don't need the details. What were you doing when you were 9, when you were 12, when you were 15, when you were 6, when you were 18, when you were 21? Just cursor your way through the storyline of your life and then ask these questions. What do you like about the life you're reviewing? And start off with the positive things, please. What do you like about the storyline of your life? What do you love about the storyline of your life? They're 2 different things, you know. What we like and what we love is 2 different things. Has love shown up in your life? Even if you may have loved and lost, it's a blessing to have loved. What would you like to change in this story? You know, I often work with people and we work on the storyline of their life, and then we start off first by using a fictitious story, creating a fictitious story and working a little bit with changing the ending or the middle, and then we turn our attention to the storyline of our own lives and help to understand that since we wrote the story, we have the right and the ability to change it. And the good news about this is, in the past, it may have been very difficult to just change the storyline of your life. But we live in times now, in 2013, when all the energy, all the light, all the possibilities for moving limitation out of our way is here on the planet right now, right beside us. We are breathing it in with every breath so that we can make those changes. So it is time to change the storyline. And in this new journal that you're creating now, begin to record what it is you'd like to change and what direction would you like to change it in. And then there's another major question that I have to ask you in the writing of these guidelines. Do you believe that you can actually change? Do you believe that you have the authority in your life to change the timeline of your life? And if you find that you're a little bit hesitant answering that question, then I would suggest that you stop. Suspend what you're doing in terms of writing these guidelines and take into meditation belief systems. Just simply those two words. You take yourself into meditation, whatever your practice is for getting into meditation, and as you begin to fall into that peaceful space, you put the words belief systems. And then you spend the next week or so paying attention to what surfaces in your consciousness. You'd be amazed the things that will surface in your consciousness. Recently, my brother and I have been having a wonderful reunion and having more time to talk one with the other. And it's absolutely amazing to me the fact that this particular brother and I seem to have exactly the same memories and feelings about passages in our life in the past. And when I spoke with my younger brother, who's now deceased, he remembers the same incidents, but he has different feelings and sensations about those experiences. So if you find that belief systems are in the way, it's time to stop. Get into meditation. When you get into meditation, take the two words, belief systems, and drop them. This is called contemplation now. You're dropping those two words. You're not looking for the answers. You're just dropping the two words in the meditation, and you leave them there. And as you come out of the meditation, you affirm. You make this affirmation, and so be it. Powerful affirmation. So that those belief systems that may have served you, some of our belief systems served us very well way back then when we were 16 and 18, but they don't have the potential to serve us in these new times in which we live, because we are living in yes, we can times, as opposed to having lived in no, we can't, no, we cannot. We are living in yes, we can times, because the energy that we need to support change and to support growth in some phenomenal ways are very much here with us. So that's one exercise that I'd encourage you to undertake. And you may want to listen to this show again tomorrow. It's available from about 8 o'clock on a Saturday mornings. The Friday shows are available from about 8 o'clock on a Saturday mornings. Go back and really listen to this so that you can follow this, because this is some very, very powerful stuff that I have used to be able to clear belief systems. Because once we can get past the belief systems that are no longer serving us, the belief systems that were probably a little bit delusional, that has been holding us in illusion, then we can begin to see our way clear towards recognizing the everyday circumstances that come to us in order to bring light and to bring enlightenment. Who do you love presently in your life? Who is it that is returning that love? And when I say who do you love, it could be a pet, it could be a significant other, it could be a child, it could be a perfect stranger, it could be someone you're feeling this connection with from a distance. I recently met a young lady on a mountaintop in Pennsylvania, and immediately I was introduced to her, I felt this amazing connection in my heart that we had walked together before and that we knew each other very well. And I spent 2 days on that mountaintop, and we talked, and she could finish my sentences. I could finish hers. We had not met before in our lives, but it was very clear that there was a connection, a very, very deep love between us and a knowing between us. Do you have similar experiences happening in your life right now and wondering why they're surfacing at this time? Pay attention. Believe it or not, we are at the point again of taking another break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Reverend Norma, and this is Spirituality 101.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Do you ever ask yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose in life? What do I do next? Life energies are based on the chakras, and this is the foundation of holistic healing. Find the balance in your life by tuning in to Healing Possibilities with your host, Tracy Makarenko. Through engaging guests and Tracy's spiritual guidance, each week we'll explore a different modality of healing designed to help you find peace and wholeness. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are talking about everyday ways of engaging enlightenment. And I hope so far I have given you some food for thought, because this is what this show is all about. It's not about changing the nature of who you are, but rather bringing a handful of perspectives and just scattering them. That's how I see myself. I just kind of threw them across your path. And many of you will probably do more with some of these perspectives that I have managed to do in my own life, because the teachers in my life and the wayshowers in my life have facilitated for me, by simply strewing a handful of perspectives, have facilitated tremendous levels of growth in my own life. And I'm hoping that with this show, this is exactly what I'm doing. I'm just think of me with a handful of perspectives, and I'm just kind of like letting them go in your pathway. And you may only be able to embrace two or three or four. Some of you may be able to embrace them all. But I would love to hear where any of these perspectives have taken you. So to getting back to this list of how we can find enlightenment in everyday life, I want to say to you that spring is an amazing way to grow enlightenment in everyday life. We are in springtime. I have natural dreadlocks. In the spring, my dreadlocks grow tremendously. In the same way that the earth produces this amazing foliage, so does my hair. It's like my hair is in the natural flow of the universe. In the fall, I find that some of my locks fall out and my hair is kind of like in flux. In the winter, there is no growth that takes place, very little growth. But in the spring, I'm in right now in an abundance of growth. So I want to say to you to pay attention to what Mother Nature is offering you in terms of growing enlightenment. Tending a garden at springtime is an amazing way of getting in touch with nature, getting your hands into soil, and really opening up to enlightenment, because this is the time when nature is seeding great, great, great portions of enlightenment. So some of you may say to me, but I don't have a garden. I live in an apartment. Well, go out and get yourself a couple of pots and some potting soil and a couple of packets of seeds and plant them. Get your hand in the soil and plant them. And sit back and watch and observe every day as you become caretakers. You know, I say we are for plants what God is for us. If we don't pour a little bit of water on that seed, the potential inside of the seed has no way of coming out. If we don't select the proper potting soil for what it is that we want to grow, so you have a balcony, grow some flowers on there. Put a couple of pot plants on there. Plant some seeds in a little pot and watch them. Observe them as they grow and they come into flowering. And recognize and acknowledge that that is what the universe wants to do for each and every one of us at this particular time. So springtime is a wonderful way for us to use the everyday things of nature at springtime to bring us into enlightenment. So plant a garden. Bring in some new pot plants, indoor pot plants, and engage in the process of nature of springing forth and bringing forth bloom at this time. And you will find that if while you're doing this, you are also engaging meditation and silent time, the same thing, you will begin to seed peacefulness and light inside of the consciousness. At this time, engage in short or long periods of silence. Now, I know if you're raising children like I did when I was raising children, and I raised five. When I was raising children, I found that in order to be able to engage silence, I had to wake up 1 hour earlier every day so that I can have an hour of absolute silence. And that took me very often into going out while it was still dark on the outside and being out there when the sun came up. It's just a wonderful, wonderful way of feeling the sunlight on one's skin and recognizing what an amazing gift the rising sun is to each and every one of us. So that's another everyday way of increasing enlightenment. Try at least once or twice or three times a week if you can to find yourself outdoors in the rising sun. And take the time to engage, even if you determine it's only 15 minutes of silence that you can put when you're not speaking on a phone, you're not watching a screen, you're not engaging in conversation with someone else, but you are just in silence within yourself. And I guarantee you, if you start with 15 minutes, you're going to love this so much that eventually it will increase to 20 and 30. That's what it was for me, until it became, for a while there, 4 hours a day out of 24. Walking at this time is very, very powerful, and what I call walking in nature. Even though you may walk on, you go to the gym and you may walk on that's not the same. Walking in nature contemplatively allows you to be open to all the energies, particularly at this time of the year that is coming in. the wonderful energies that is bringing Mother Nature back alive. So you're walking in that aliveness of that energy, and you're walking in silence, and you're beginning to engage your own rhythm. And as you engage your own rhythm in silence, that inner peacefulness will begin to open up, which, of course, allows us to engage the enlightenment inside. The enlightenment you speak resides inside of yourself, not in the world. And the more you turn your attention to the world, is the more you will get more of the discomfort and the disconnect of the world. Now, we live in the world and we have to engage and do things that we have to do, but we have got to take responsibility for where we chose to focus. That very, very ancient thought that says, as a man, and I add woman to that, as a man or a woman thinketh, so he or she is also. I want to thank you so very, very much for spending this time with me. It's very important to me. It's the connection that I have with thousands now of my listeners who are listening to my voice. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for taking the time to consider your growth so important that you set aside time on a Friday afternoon or whenever you can to listen to this broadcast. I want to bless your journey. I want to honor you on this journey. And I want to say to you, pay attention to your everyday flow and your lifestyle, and you will find many, many, many more opportunities to create this thing called enlightenment. Be still and know that your God resides within. Walk gently, softly on the planet, for we each and every one of us argued for the right to be here in these very auspicious times, because we are the people generations and generations before have been waiting for to change this world. Be at peace. Reverend Norm.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.